Blog Talk Radio.
Some days it seems like it's so hard to get out of bed. So many issues facing me is coming to a head. I stand in needing your anointing, Lord, cover me and renew in me the right spirit. Lead to that secret, sacred place of you. Make an atmosphere to hear from you. Restore me so I'll be renewed. You kept me here and you see me through.
Oh. God can and God will see us through, so have no fear. Oh, God can and God will, no matter the trial, He's God with Him. We win.
We win.
We win.
We win.
We win.
He's God with Him. We win.
When I didn't know the words, I thank God. Mama prayed for me. Late nights coming in, I find her asleep on her knees. All grown up now, I understand why she prays so much. Incline your ear, I need your touch.
I die a little every day, so I keep pressing down as I answer your call. Give me more of you.
Good morning and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is December the 5th, 2020. We are Amazing Grace Ministries. We are destroying the yokes of bondage. I want to thank each and every one of you that are here, that are on the line with us today. I am your president, Dr. Maria Carey. I'm the CEO and the president of Amazing Grace Ministries. We have a spirit-filled lesson for you today. I want to give shout-outs to my co-host, Evangelist Terry Rogers, that you will hear soon. And I want to give a shout-out and a thank you to all those participants that were on the line on last week. We had a great time. We had open mic. I opened up the mics to hear from my listeners, and certainly we had a grand time in the Lord, and I thank God for each and every one of you that listens to this talk show. I thank God for the feedback that you give me about how you are motivated and blessed because of these lessons, because that is what we are trying to do here. We are trying to give you lessons that are motivating you, that will help you live the life that God wants for you. And certainly if we stand on Ephesians 29:11, we know the word says that he knows his thoughts towards you to give us, and I'm not quoting it verbatimly, read it, to give us an expected end. So in essence, God knows our end, and even in the midst of our trials and tribulations, he'll see us through. So basically, our announcements for this week, Amazing Grace School of Ministry, certainly we're not in session, and hopefully in 2021 we will start our lessons again. Some more announcements. I thank God for each and every one of you that are listening, those, again, that have responded. You have texted me. You are going on my you are texting me about what you feel, suggestions, and that number is 309-750-7584. Thank you for your emails. Continue to do that. You can email me at amazinggraceministries@gmail.com. And that amazing is not I-N-G, but it is E-N, A-M-A-Z-E-N, amazing. And also you can go on Blog Talk Radio and look up Amazing Grace Ministries, Destroying the Yoke of Bondage, to listen to any of the messages, any of the word, any of the lessons that have been done since we started in 2019. And certainly we will be celebrating 2 years in 2021 with this ministry having its own talk show. We shared a talk show prior to 2019, but the Lord allowed us to step out and be able to have our own talk show. Thank the Lord for that and his many blessings. So let's pray, shall we? Father God, we thank you for this word. We thank you for the people that are online this morning. We pray, God, that the Holy Spirit will give us a lesson that's relevant to what we need and what we're going through, Father God. And Father God, that is the key word through, because certainly you have not brought us to this place to leave us. Holy Spirit, being the midst of us, guide and lead us. God, give us what to say and how to say it. Holy Spirit, touch your people everywhere around the world that this message is carried. In Jesus' name, word our mouth and allow the word to penetrate the heart of mankind. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord. Amen. And certainly the word is blessed. We have prepared an outstanding lesson for you during the month of December. And praise the Lord, it is December. This is the last month of this year. Can you believe it? December 2020. We're in it. We won't see December 2020 again. And, of course, we know what December means. What is December? December means that we're celebrating the birth of Christ. Hallelujah. I just got excited. And our topic, our theme on today is our spiritual heritage. So let's go to the Word. Hallelujah. I'm going to Hebrews, the first chapter. I'm going to read verses 1 through 5, and then I'm going to hit two verses in Matthew. Praise the Lord, I will encourage you to read all of these verses in their entirety. Praise the Lord, it's nothing like studying the Word of God. So let's read. In Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 5, I'm going to be reading the New Living Translation. Jesus Christ is God's Son. Long ago, God spoke many times and in many ways to our ancestors through prophets. And now in these final days, he has spoken to us through his Son. God promised everything to the Son as an inheritance. Through the Son, he created the universe. The Son radiates God's own glory and expresses the very character of God. And he sustains everything by the mighty power of his command. When he had cleansed us from our sins, he sat down in the place of honor at the right hand of the majestic God in heaven. This shows that the Son is far greater than the angels, just as the name God gave Him is greater than their names. The Son is greater than the angels. For God never said to any angel what he said to Jesus. You are my Son. Today I have become your Father. God also said, I will be his Son, and I will be his Father, thank you, Lord, and he will be my Son. Hallelujah. Then we step down to Matthew chapter 1, verses 16 through 17. Verses 16 through 17, and certainly go back and read the whole entire verse. And Jacob begat Joseph, the son of Mary, the husband of Mary, and whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ. So all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations. From David unto the carrying away into Babylon are 14 generations. And from the carrying away into Babylon unto Christ are 14 generations. Praise the Lord. So let's get into this. So we are living in a time where to know your heritage is so important. Believers today marvel at the scope of God's plan, creating a people through Abraham, establishing a nation through David, and making humanity a part of both through Jesus. We had an election back in November, and we still see the craziness from that election. And certainly we praying for Georgia. We praying for what's going on in the state of Georgia. If you're not aware, I want the saints that are on this line especially to be praying for Georgia. There's a lot going on, and certainly we want to continue to lift them up in prayer. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. So when we look at what's going on, when we look and see what the state of affairs that we're dealing with, we also see, praise the Lord, that we had to do Thanksgiving a little bit different. I know I had to do Thanksgiving a little bit different. We were on technology. We were in our own individual homes, and certainly we had to set up that Zoom technology, and praise the Lord bless. So we see Corona's on a rise. We know somebody that might have obtained this virus. We know somebody that was delivered from this virus. And we also see that there are people that have been dying from this coronavirus. But we also know that God is still in control. Can I get a hallelujah, praise the Lord? We know and we believe and we stand on Romans 8 and 28 that says all things work together for the good of them that are called according to his purpose. Praise God. We know that we're called. We know that God is still in control. We know that God is allowing this coronavirus to take place in our lands. Hallelujah. We know all this. We also know that the reason that things are going on the way they are is because of the current climate of sin. Praise the Lord. When Adam and Eve sinned, there was a need for God to make a way out of no way, to rectify the sins that have been committed by mankind. So now we look at the fact that we talk about heritage, we talk about knowing our DNA, we talk about our genealogically, our ancestors and our genealogy. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And certainly there are organizations that are giving half off and giving discounts, 23andMe, and we look at Heritage, who are advertising those kits where you can send in a portion of your blood or your saliva, don't know which one, but they will analyze it and tell you what region, where you from. And certainly that is popular because we want to know where we have come from. And you know, when we look at African Americans and our heritage today, you know, our heritage has not been one that the schools have talked about, because they don't want us to understand who we are and where we've came from. But we are a mighty and a blessed people, praise the Lord. So everyone wants to know their heritage. Even if you don't know your heritage, you haven't obtained one of those kits and sent it off, and they've given you back the makeup of the region or the area or the continent you're from, we have this. You can claim your spiritual heritage. Every Christian, no matter your biological parentage, you stand on a spiritual heritage. Our spiritual forefathers of Adam and Abraham and Paul and St. Augustine and Martin Luther King Jr. And we can look back at the pioneers that spoke into our lives when we were coming up. You know, praise the Lord, I thank God for my spiritual heritage. Church of God in Christ, praise the Lord, who believed in tarrying service and who believed in putting you on a Friday night altar, and we come in and we pray all night long, and praise the Lord, some Friday nights we'll pray all night and into that Saturday morning, and then we will go home the next day. But I believe that that had a lot to do with where we stand now. The foundation, you have to get a foundation, and that foundation has to be studied. It has to be assured. It has to be solid. So when it's solid, you can stand. If your foundation is made up of quicksand, and you know quicksand is quicksand, the word would just, it gives its own definition. It's quicksand, and it's not a solid. So if you stand on quicksand, you know you're going to sink. So we're looking at heritage. We're looking at our heritage. And certainly if we look at the fact of where we've gone through, this has been a difficult year. It has been a difficult month, but we thank God that we end the last month of 2020. Praise the Lord. You know, churches have been doing things differently to spread the word of God. But God has opened up the windows of heaven and allowed the word to go to the world, because we have got to show this world that there is Christ makes a difference, that he came, he bled, he died. And, of course, we end the month of December where we see so many Christmas trees are going up, so many lights are being lit, praise the Lord. And they're even talking about now how all of the resources, the Christmas ornaments and the Christmas gadgets are being sold, because people are in their homes more so than anything. But we have got to understand the reason for the season. The reason for the season is the fact that Christ came. Christ was born. And just like it's Christmas, if you really want to look at it, C-H-R-I-S-T, CMAS, Christ. Christ is in it. And because he came, because he was born in this month, and let's be frank, people of God, this actually was not the month that he was born in, but we celebrated in this month because the calendars have been changed. Praise the Lord. And the Jewish calendar is different from the American calendar. And praise God, and I'm going to leave it at that. So when we look at the book of Hebrews, but I'm going to say one more thing before I go to the book of Hebrews, is the fact that we know and we celebrate, and we should be celebrating the birth of Christ every day. We should be celebrating the fact that he bled and died, because we're looking at, once we get into Hebrews, and once we get into this first word that I mentioned earlier, first chapter of Hebrews, we begin to see the majesty of this child that came to be born in this month that we celebrated in. Praise the Lord. So when we look at the epistle of Hebrews, now, some believers say that it's an anonymous, the writer is anonymous, they want to give it to Paul or Barnabas. It's traditionally, it was written approximately in 67 AD, and the purpose was to present the Lord Jesus Christ as perfect, as superior in comparison to anything that Judaism, and that's just a word for Jewish culture, and the old covenant had to offer. So when Christ came, when he was born and he died, we understand that he broke the veil. He tore down the veil. He tore down need for sacrifice that the Jewish culture was participating in. He tore all that down. So the author was writing to a group of Christians who were under intense persecution, and some were contemplating the return to Judaism. He admonished them not to turn away from the hope of our salvation. And certainly we can say that today. If it had not been for the Lord on our side, if it had not been for the Lord Christ Jesus coming into our lives, where would we be? So then we begin to see the breakdown of Hebrews. We begin to look at it, and it talks about the chapters. And it demonstrates Jesus Christ as preempt over the angels. So we see that. We say in this first book, it talks about the fact that Jesus Christ is above all angels. Let all the angels of God worship him over Moses. He has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses over the Old Testament priesthood, being designated by God as high priest according to the order of Melchizedek. And you find that in chapter 5, verse 10. So the writer explains the new covenant is greater than the old covenant because Jesus was the perfect, permanent sacrifice rather than the Old Testament sacrifices. The author also presents the power and the authority of the Word of God. For the Word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit, of both joint and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. 4:12, that's my verse, y'all. That is the verse that the School of Ministry stands on. It's because the Word of God is so powerful that it take a lonely individual like myself, born in my iniquities, and change cleanse me and rearrange me and to make my thoughts line up with God's thoughts. And if there's anything that's out of order in me, the word of God will change me to think and to act like Christ Jesus. Sorry. Hallelujah. But when I look at the word of God, when I see what the word does, I begin to understand that God takes what I present to him. He knows me. He knows my thoughts. He knows the hairs on my head. He knows what I'm going to do before I do it. Hallelujah. I am in the heritage. I have been adopted into the royal family. I have been given a privilege of being the brother or the sister, hallelujah, of Christ Jesus. Ooh, hallelujah. So when we look at the word, when we look at Hebrews, there are two passages that refer back to the Son. And when we look at Psalms 2:7, it says, "The king proclaims the Lord's decree. The Lord said to me, 'You are my son, and today I have become your father.'" Praise the Lord. Then 2 Samuel 7:14 reads, "I will be his father, and he will be my son. If he sins, I will correct and discipline him with the rod like any father would do." So we have become on the Lord's side. You know, some people trying to make it in, and I need to say this, praise the Lord, the only means because God came, because God was born, Jesus was born in this month according to our records, according to when we celebrated. Praise the Lord, he became our advocate. He became our Savior. He became the person that would die on the cross for us. And because he did all that, we have been adopted in the Father. And the only way to have a relationship with Christ Jesus is to accept him as our personal Savior. Certainly, so we see that the author trying to show us the importance of who Jesus Christ is or was at that time. So he was trying to encourage the believers not to revert back to the Masonic law or the old covenant. But he was letting people know that Jesus is God, the final revelation of the salvation of the world. And to this end, we are indeed living in the last days. For all days behind Jesus are the last days. His long await coming is not accidental. So, and then we begin to turn to Matthew. Praise God. We've got some terms that Matthew talks about, and I'm going to try to deal with it in the little time that I have. So we got anointed. We got words like begot. We got words like glory. We got words like heir, inheritance. We've got words like prophet and provided purification. So when we look at those words that are key in Matthew, the first chapter, you begin to see the breakdown of who begot or who gave birth to the individual that will come all the way down to birth to chapter 16 to say that Jacob begot Joseph, the father of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ. So we see that there was an importance of the genealogy, Christ Jesus, the genealogy of the birth of Christ. Because we begin to see the connection, we begin to see how God fit the plan together, all the way down from Abraham, all the way in to David. So when we begin to see that God came from the lineage of Abraham, Jesus came from the lineage of David, Jesus came from the lineage of Joseph, Jesus came from the lineage of Boaz. And when we look at the fact that God is showing that it doesn't matter who you are, he's able to save, to cleanse, to put you on the right track. One of the things especially that I love about the reading this word is the fact that you begin to see the imperfections in Jesus's family. You begin to see that there were some women in Jesus's family that most people would say they shouldn't have been there. They shouldn't have been allowed to take part into this historical heritage of Jesus Christ. But God included them anyway. When you look at Rahab over there, when the spies came over to take Jericho, she's in the lineage. When you look at Tamar, praise the Lord, who was said, well, she faked being a prostitute to go into her father-in-law, which was Judah at the time. Praise the Lord. If you read it, you have to read the scriptures and study the scriptures. You begin to see that these women, even David's wife, Bathsheba, hallelujah, the wife of Uriah, in which they call her Matthew, because when David saw her, she was married. So when you begin to see the women that are fall into the line of lineage of Jesus Christ, and I must not forget Ruth, the Moabitess, who told her mother-in-law that your God is going to be my God, Naomi. Praise the Lord. And she switched her religion, hallelujah, for her mother-in-law's religion. And in doing so, she was rewarded because she's in the lineage of Jesus Christ. Or better yet, to say that Jesus Christ is in her lineage because she came first. Praise the Lord. But we begin to see how God sets this up, how God fulfills the promises, how when you look at the historical line of the ancestry line of the historical Jesus, you begin to see how it plays, how God says to mankind that it's not about perfection. It's not about how good you think you are, but it's about your ability to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. And he is indeed the Messiah. He is indeed the prophet. He's indeed God. He's indeed the Son of God. He is my son in which I am well pleased at, my son that will take away the sins of the world, my son that will allow mankind to be adopted into the royal family and have an opportunity to sit at the seat and to be in relationship with God the Father, because God the Son came and made a sacrifice for us. Hallelujah. So it doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what you have done. It's all about the fact of who God is. And because he is our Messiah, because he is the last sacrifice that we are going to ever need for our sins, hallelujah, he is our advocate. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He is the God that's sitting at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I don't know how I do it, but each and every time I write out my notes, and I don't seem to go by my notes. Praise the Lord. Y'all pray for me. Praise God. But when we look at his importance, we look at the fact that God made sure that the connection has been made. He made sure to connect the dots. He made sure to let you know that Jesus connected Abraham, Jesus connects to David, and Jesus connects to mankind. He connected the dots so that men had no excuse to know who God is. And then he came down in Hebrews, the first chapter, and said, look, my son is not an angel. He is my son. Now, when we look at angels and we look at who they are, we must recognize that Satan was an angel. He was a high-ranking angel. He was a music angel that was an expert in music. That's why we got to watch what we listen to. But he had rank. He just wasn't no casual, just one of them down on the, it's like the army. You have your sergeants, you have your generals, you have your brigadier generals. He was up there. He was sitting on the top of the list. So when we look at the angels, when we see Hebrew, when God makes a distinction that Jesus is not an angel. He is my son. He has the power above any angel. Hallelujah. His power. Hallelujah. He is the son. He is my son. He is part of the Godhead, and he has the power to cleanse men of their sin. So in essence, he just ain't just no everyday angel. You can't equate him with Lucifer. You can't equate him with a hierarchy angel. No, he is God all by himself. Hallelujah. And if you know it yourself, when you call on the name of Jesus, when you're in trouble and you call that name, things happen. In the name of Jesus, things happen. Things take place. If you're sick in your body and you say, Jesus, I need your help, by his stripes, I'm healed, you know without a shadow of a doubt, things start working. Hallelujah. I will bless the name of Jesus. When you call Jesus, when you call it, things happen. Hallelujah. Bible says every knee shall bow. Hallelujah. Every knee shall bow at the name of Jesus. There's no name like that name. There's no name by which man shall be saved. So when we look at his authority, he doesn't have the same authority that an angel has, but he is the authority. Ooh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He is the authority. When we don't know what to do, just say Jesus. When we in trouble, just say Jesus. When we find ourselves not having a direction, just say, Jesus, lead and guide me. And he is faithful. He is just. He shows up when we need him the most. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Bless the name of God. So when we see Matthew, the first chapter, and certainly I will encourage you to read Matthew, it takes the time to talk about God's lineage. It goes from Abraham to Jesse. Praise God. From Abraham Abraham to Jesse. Praise the Lord. When we look at those first five chapters, and we know who Jesse was. Jesse was the father of David. So Abraham begat Isaac, and Isaac begat Jacob, and Jacob begat Judah and his brothers, and Judah begat Phares and Zerah of Tamar. Hallelujah. And Phares begat Esrom, and Esrom begat Aram, and Aram begat Amminadab, and Amminadab begat Naamson, and Naamson begat Salmon, and Salmon begat Boaz, and Boaz begat Obadad of Ruth, and Obadad begat Jesse, and Jesse begat David the king. King begat Solomon of her that had been the wife of Uriah. And Jacob begat Jesse, the son of Mary, praise God, of whom was born Jesus, who was called Christ. And certainly I skip some generations, but go back and read it. But the point is that our heritage is assured because we are now listed in the heritage of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. And certainly on next week, we're going to talk about the King has come. The King has come. This is the month of December, and we're celebrating the heritage and the birth of Christ. We're celebrating our heritage. We're celebrating the fact that we are included in this grand scheme of things. We don't have to walk around sick. We don't have to walk around lost because we have a heritage with the Father, Jesus Christ. If you lack knowledge, all you got to do is ask for it. Praise God, and God will give you what you need. The Bible in Matthew chapter 5, it says, they that do search for righteousness shall be filled. Praise the Lord. I might not say it exactly, but you read the Beatitudes. The Beatitudes set it up so clearly to let us know all we have to do is to seek him, and we're going to find him. We can't help but find him if we seek him. Let's pray, saints. Father God, we thank you for this word. We thank you, God, for those that have taken the time to listen to this word. I pray, God, that something has been said that will prick their hearts, Father God, and encourage them, God, and allow them to stand in a time where, in a season that men need to see the light of the Lord. We need to show this world that's walking in evil that Christ is still the answer. There's no other way that you can get in the door but by Jesus Christ. God, give them a mind to accept Jesus Christ as their Savior. If they have not already done so, Father God, we thank you, God, if there's any among us the sick, God, you said call for the elders, and God, as I am an elder, Father God, I pray for them in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that they have connected onto this ministry, Father God. I pray, God, for guidance and leadings, Father God, and I pray for their healing, God, for this 45 minutes as they allowed me to come into their homes. I pray for them. I pray for healing. I pray, God, that you'll cover them with the blood of God, and those of which they're recovering from COVID-19, I pray, God, that you strengthen them. I pray, God, that you eliminate every element of this disease, this virus in their body, God. And I pray, God, for those, God, that have not been afflicted with this coronavirus, I pray, God, that you'll cover them right now. Keep them, Father God, paint the blood of the Passover, Jesus Christ, your blood, over the doorposts, over the doors, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray for them right now, God. I pray for their families, God, right now, in the name of Jesus. I pray for healing right now in the name of Jesus. I pray for deliverance right now in the name of Jesus. Have your way in their lives like never before. And God, as we celebrate your birth, God, let us give, let us participate wisely with our families, God, continuing to allow safe distances. And God, bless this virus, this antidote, or this virus, not virus, but this vaccine that's coming. I pray for that, God. I pray for those that may take this vaccination, God. Cover us with the blood. Let it be safe, God. You know what's in each and every vial, God, and we pray, God, that you lead and guide us, God, into the decision making of this vaccination. God, heal, deliver, set free, continue to keep us until we come again. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Continue to text me to let me know whether or not you enjoyed it, any suggestions for the month, and I certainly give you blessings for this coming month and in this coming month, and as we begin to see and participate and watch the days of this month of December turn in a new year. Be blessed. Love you much. Bye-bye.